The arrival of September not only brings colder fall temperatures and crisp yellow leaves, but also preparations for the upcoming hockey season. Airdrie's top minor boys hockey teams, the Extreme U15 AAA and the CFR Chemicals Bison's U18 AAA squads, are already into the full swing of preseason preparations as they get set to kick off their 2022-23 campaigns in the Alberta Elite Hockey League, AEHL. Brad Burke, the head coach of the Bisons, said the team's training camp was already well underway as of September 9, with the annual Red-White Intersquad game held the weekend before. The Red-White game was competitive, he said. There's a lot of excitement heading into the season. Last year's Bisons enjoyed a great season, qualifying for the AEHL playoffs for the first time since relocating the AAA team to Airdrie from Strathmore in 2017. Not only did Airdrie qualify for the postseason, but they ended up making it to the second round before going out against the South Division leading Calgary Flames in a best-of-three series. Burke, who is entering his second season behind the Bisons bench, said he expects this year's roster to be similarly strong. The head coach added he's particularly excited about the quality of the team's defensive core. It's just a really competitive group of defensemen, he said, adding the team should also have one returning goalie and four or five forwards coming back. Complementing the strong core of returning players, Burke noted many of the graduating members of Airdrie's successful U15 boys hockey teams last season are knocking at the door, hoping to crack the Bisons' lineup in their first year of U18 eligibility. Then, there are the graduates from last season's Airdrie Cochrane Avalanche, the Bisons' U16 AAA affiliate team, who are trying out as well. There are some younger players who are going to push for spots. I believe we'll be very competitive, Burke said. A lot of those, Extreme and Lightning, kids took a big step confidence-wise and some added another 10 to 15 pounds this summer in their strength training programs, so they look pretty good. Airdrie's hockey fans have already had the opportunity to see the team in action, as the Bisons played a preseason exhibition in Cochrane on September 9. The team will hit the ice at the Ron Ebison Arena for the first time this preseason on September 12, when they host the Calgary North Stars. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. following those two exhibition games. Burke said the Bisons will compete at the Okotoks Oilers annual preseason tournament from September 15 to 18, before playing another tentative home fixture on September 22. After that, the AEHL regular season will get underway on October 1. We'll have three games against the league champs, the Calgary Buffaloes, in exhibitions, so we'll see where the boys are at in a very short time, Burke said. The Bisons are very excited to put up a good product and represent the community well. We'll be ready to get going in the next couple of weeks. Extreme at the U15 AAA boys level, the Airdrie Extreme are also gearing up for their 2022-23 AEHL regular season opener on October 1. I definitely think the players are excited to get going into actual competition, said Extreme head coach Tyson Solowski. Camp has been at a very high level this year, probably the highest level of play I've seen at a selection camp in my 4 or 5 years of doing this. That is really exciting and it will be exciting to see how the players match up against some competition coming up in the next few weeks. Last year marked the Extreme's best season since winning the then-named Alberta Major Bantam Hockey League in 2018. Airdrie boasted the best AAA squad in the AEHL's South Division last year, producing a 3-0-4-0 regular season record, while the Extreme only managed a fourth-place finish at the season-ending provincial championships. Solowski said it was still a memorable campaign. In addition to the group's impressive results, major junior teams in the Western Hockey League selected 5 Extreme players during the league's Bantam draft. Though it may be difficult to replicate last season's results, Solowski said at the U15 age group, the priority is more about player development than finding a winning formula. We're going to have a good team again. Who knows about the wins, losses per se, but hopefully more wins than losses, he said. The biggest thing is development. Hopefully we can get our kids up to speed for midget, U18, AAA the following year and try to get some kids drafted again. For team schedules, visit al.ca.